You're listening to The Grapevine on 99.3 County FM. I'm Lynn Pickering. And last October on the show, I spoke to 12-year-old Mabel Ray Richens, who was presented with the 2022 Children's Garden Award Trophy, presented by the Prince Edward County Master Gardeners. Well, now it's April, and time for the kids to get gardening again. To learn how your child can enter the contest, I'm joined by Master Gardener Susan Warwick. Welcome to the Monday Grapevine, Susan.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lynn.
First of all, what are the benefits to children who learn to garden at an early age?
Well, first of all, our main goal is to inspire a love of gardening, a lifetime love of gardening for them. I mean, there's lots of things that they benefit from. I guess really getting outside, they're learning a bit of science, they're seeing nature, they're growing their own vegetables or growing their own flowers. I mean, there's lots of things that children can benefit from. And plus, they have a sense of responsibility and accomplishment at the end of it also, which is great.
Just explain what's expected of the kids if they decide to enter the contest. What are the rules?
Well, the rules are they have to plant a garden themselves. And the garden can be basically anything. It can be a large garden in the ground. It could be 10 by 10, 4 by 4. It could be a raised bed. It could be pots on a balcony. It's pretty flexible as to what they actually grow. And they can grow vegetables, they can grow flowers, herbs, whatever it is that they want to grow. And it can be just one or two things, or it can be a whole bunch of things. It doesn't really matter. It's whatever the children feel like passionate about or what they would like to do.
And I understand that they have to keep a journal or draw pictures of throughout the growing season.
Yes, we provide the journal. And this is something new that Colette McKinnon actually instigated for everything. And the journal is just a fun sort of little booklet, and it has a couple of quizzes in it. It has little charts and calendars, and it's going to be helpful for them to sort of keep track of what they're doing. And it's a fun sort of part of the project, actually. But it's also important because we do look at the journal.
And when you say children, what are the age levels?
Two groups. The junior is 6 to 9, and the senior is 10 to 12. So there's winners in each group.
And in addition to the reward for growing their garden, there are cash prizes. What are the rewards from the Master Gardeners?
First prize is $100. Second is $50. And the third prize is $25. And that goes to a winner in each group. So the junior and the senior group.
And then there's a trophy.
Yes, there is. Well, first of all, the winners get their own plaque. And then there is a trophy that's kept in the library, actually. And it has the overall winner on name and the date on the trophy itself. So, and it stays in the library on the mantle. So that's where it'll be for the whole year.
And how were you able to cope or present this contest over COVID years?
Well, the COVID year, 2020, we had no contest, so we didn't do it that year. And we started again in 2021 and 2022 last year. So 2021, you know, we had to go by all the COVID rules. We wore masks, that sort of thing. So, and of course, everything was outside, so it was easier to do it then. But we did miss 1 year.
And how many children do you expect to enter? Do you have any idea?
Well, last year we had 25, and of those 25, 18 completed, because some of them had issues, like, you know, they were too busy or they couldn't keep up the garden. So we had 18 that finished the garden. So we sort of expect around the same this year. We really don't know how many. We'll see.
And What is your advice to children on getting started?
Well, getting started. Well, I guess they have to talk with their parents and see what's possible in their garden, like where they could actually garden. And I just think that they can either grow seeds if they'd like, but they should start those, of course, soon. Or they can buy seedlings at a garden center and plant those. Master gardeners are available to come over and help them decide if they need any help with that. So they can contact us.
Well, that's a great point. So the master gardeners would go to the children's home and make suggestions and help them out.
Yes, if they wanted that would we would love to help them out. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that master gardeners are very helpful, and the website pecmastergardeners.ca has so much information for all gardeners at all levels. Yes, and all kinds of gardening. So that is great. Now it comes September, and now you have to judge who wins the trophy and the cash prizes. What's the criteria for judging the gardens?
Well, that is the most tricky part of all, is judging, because as each child is unique, the gardens are unique. And we're not looking for the perfect garden. We're looking more for the experience that the child has in taking care of their garden. That's the most important thing. For example, last year, picking a winner was really difficult. But the two that did win, which is Mabel Ray, she brought a sense of wonder to the whole experience. And that was the thing that made us pick her, you know, mm-hmm. It was her own joy in doing it. And Payton, who won with the pumpkin patch, his pumpkin patch was destroyed by a squash bug, but he learned so much about pumpkins, and his dedication and his enthusiasm and his passion for that gardening experience was what elevated him to be a winner. So there's lots of different things that go into it. And of course, the journal and the child's experience is really the most important.
Yes, and when you mentioned Payton Guernsey, he was only 9. I believe he taught the master gardeners a few things.
Oh, he definitely did. The first visit, yeah, we were just like, what? Wow, he knows so much. He definitely taught us. We were very impressed. Very impressed. He was a wonderful kid.
Well, thanks very much for the information, Susan. And as I said, go to pecmastergardeners.ca/Children's Garden Award, and there's an application there. And now I just want to play a clip from my chat with Mabel Ray Richens from last October. And I asked her what was the most fun about growing her own garden.
I think just seeing everything grow, like from little seedlings, I find it like mind-blowing. Like just how big some of the plants can get. I had some sunflowers that were really big, and it's just amazing to see. It was the most fun watching that. Yeah.
And so what lessons did you learn?
I think I learned how much of an ecosystem my garden provides to all bugs and like birds. To birds and bugs, it provides, you know, sources of food and also habitats for some. I actually saw an orb spider living in my garden, and they're like really striking, beautiful neon yellow spiders. And I found it really cool to see all of those living insects.
What would be your advice to other kids who would like to enter the contest?
I would say just to have fun with your garden and not like stress too much about the judging and what other people are going to think, because it's a learning experience for you, and like the contest was made for people like you. So just don't worry about that sort of stuff.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and goals. Feel the need to grow my own, cause the time is close at hand. Rain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music from the land. Them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and crow watching hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
That was John Denver and the Garden Song. Once again, to apply for the Children's Garden Award Contest, go to pecmastergardeners.ca and click on the link, Children's Garden Award. Stay with 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.